up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another episode of Talking Arrow. Now, I'm catching up because I've got a life, in a sense, where my two boys keep me going. A three-year-old and my six-month. Yes, he turned 6 months today. So, it is May 9th, and we're going to be catching up on a few episodes of Arrow that have been happening on the television. It's been a good season. Diaz, hands down, one of my favorite villains. Probably my favorite villain of the entire freaking series. But we'll get to that. Alongside of me, across the way, across the pond in Australia, my girl Anna B. She is a big fan, huge fan of Arrow. And she is going to give her thoughts in some of these episodes. And then, of course, I'll come in and either commentate over or do my spiel at the end. So we're going to be talking about episode 17 that aired April 5th. It was called Brother in Arms. And here is Miss Anna B.
We see this week's episode, Brothers in Arms, where our beloved brothers, Oliver and Diggle, come to blows over Oliver not wanting to relinquish the Green Arrow suit to Dig.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed this episode, as it sees how much the two guys have come and grown together, but now they're at odds with each other. And it's pretty sad because we're seeing the team being demolished because of Oliver, you could basically say.
Yeah.
Dig believes that the hood is part of Oliver and makes him a better version of himself. But by doing this, Dig also feels that he's become a worse leader. And he's failing the city, and people are getting hurt because of this. And he's lost the team completely now. But we see them have a big fight over it. And, of course, Felicity lays down the law over them and tells them to work together to resolve the problem with Diaz for now. We've seen her tell them off before, so it's not the first occasion. On another note, we've got Curtis and Dina, who learn about the truth of the police captain and DA, who are corrupt, working with Diaz. And so Oliver goes after them and fires them. But we see that backfires on him later in the episode, where things will become quite different for him. Vertigo is back in play, and Oliver and Dig work together to destroy it. Curtis has got a new boyfriend who's a cop who's against vigilantes, but he'll soon change his tune once all the cops are trying to fight against the corruption are all fired, so he goes to work on Curtis's team. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with Black Siren at the moment. I think she's playing everybody. She's working with Diaz. We can clearly see that at the moment. Lance gives her Laurel's law books and she studies them. And this helps Diaz get Oliver indicted as the Green Arrow and obstructing justice. But on the other hand, she says to Diaz, "Don't you touch Lance. I don't want him hurt." So she's got some feelings there for him, which is coming out through Laurel. But will she maybe down the end of the track of this season help Oliver and Lance? We'll have to wait and see. Because I'm not truly convinced she's on Dios's side. I think she's playing him some way. And there's one vial of Vertigo left. So what is Dios going to do with it? He knows what he wants to do. So he could easily start remanufacturing it. And, of course, lastly, we see Dig leave the team. He's been going back and forth to Lila at Argus, confiding in him with his struggles with Oliver. And so we see him go, and Lila offers him to work with her at Argos. So where's that going to leave Oliver? There's no more team. He's got Felicity by his side. So he's going to have to rethink his values and what he wants to do, because he can't fight the city and everything, and now he's being indicted as Green Arrow. So, yes, it leaves everything up in the air. But we do know, we do have Dina and Curtis, and Dee will be out there still fighting for the city in their own way. but they're not going to be all working together. So that's for me.
All right. Thank you, Miss Anna B. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. Now, as for me for this episode, I thought it was intense. Yes, in my notes, I do have it. It says, great, intense episode. Love the action. Favorite part? Diggle pretty much tells Oliver how he truly feels, just like Anna said, and they throw blows. And man, they throw blows. I mean, they beat each other down. But you know, the cool thing about these two is you can tell they really are brothers because they literally throw down, like beat each other to a pulp. And then Felicity comes in and they're just like, eh, okay, cool. They just, you know, so, you know, their friendship and their relationship is really, really tight. And I guess I could see where Diggs, yeah, you know, can be kind of bothered because it's like your brother said, you know, hey, you can have the suit because I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be the dad. But then he's like, I am a better person in the suit. And what you told me, it could have been just easier if you just made two suits. But I could see his anger a little bit, Diggs, but I didn't think it would be that serious where he gets pissed. But, you know, it does fold over to he's not the greatest leader right now because he's Oliver, and that's what he's done since episode one. He takes everything on his shoulders, and it's all his fault. So I'm not surprised on how Ollie feels and how he feels he can do things, but things have grown since episode one to now. Villains are more huge. It's more insane, and he's got to have a team. I mean, it's just how it's got to be. But as we see the episodes go, it gets a little bit more interesting. Let's see here. Diggle leaves the team and to go work with Argus, which, I mean, it's probably best for him there. Plus, I would want him over there too as well because the intel that Argus can get is pretty dope. I was pretty shocked at this episode when I saw Evil Laurel or Black Siren kiss Diaz. I was like, what? Yeah, so we know, you know, how that's going down. And Oliver, he's just screwed in this episode because Diaz has everybody in his pocket. Diaz is, like I said before I started, has to be one of my favorites or the favorite. He is probably my favorite because I'm trying to think of all the bad guys. There were some really good bad guys in Arrow, but Diaz is just, and I think what makes Diaz so cool is that he doesn't have superpower. He's just straight, you know, straight hood, straight gangsta, straight. I mean, does not care and can walk the talk. The dude is bad. And I like him as a villain, super villain. And I can't wait to see how these two are going to turn out. Is Diaz going to die at the end of all this? Or is he going to go to jail? Or I don't know. So I guess we'll see what happens. But that's my thoughts on this episode. The episode was called Brothers in Arms, episode 17 of Arrow, season 6. And coming back, we got more. If you want to check out more of my stuff, iWatchMike.com is my blog. I got a blog on the top. It says podcast. Click on that. You can't. I'm catching up, people. I'm catching up. It's just family life is crazy right now. Kids are just, I can't even poop in peace. They're just always knocking on the door. Little fingers coming under the door. It's just, sorry, I just had to vent that off. Okay, that's it for me. Like I said, iWatchMike.com. My Twitter's there, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that good stuff. So if you look up Talking Arrow on iTunes, it's there. And if you go to audioboom.com, Talking Arrow is there as well. Like I said, Traveler 15 is Miss Anna B. So make sure you check her out there. And coming back, we got more. Arrow, we're going to talk more. Got to catch up. All right, see you in a few seconds.